Michael Jordan got an, it was flying around Twitter yesterday, a trophy this big, about the size of the Larry O'Brien trophy, for getting to 30,000 points. When at the, when he got there, Karl Malone was already there, Wilt was already there, Kareem was already there. A stop the game, take the trophy moment for 30,000. LeBron gets to 40, and people are like, oh, are you're not seriously going to make this part of the GOAT debate, are you? Well, it's part of it. But the other, so Brew on the show yesterday said, listen, we don't do GOATs by longevity. We do GOATs by peak. And I actually disagree. I think it is a tapestry. I think it is all of the above to a degree. I think that a lot of people would argue Randy Moss had a higher peak than Jerry Rice. But it was close, their two peaks. And Rice's longevity is so demonstrably better, he's universally regarded as the GOAT wide receiver. So I think it's all of the above is how we do it. But when we say, okay, let's talk peaks, and this is where the Jordan folks, in my opinion, are dishonest. What is peak? Are we talking one season? Because there is no single season Michael Jordan ever had better than LeBron James's 2013 season. It doesn't exist. In 2013 for LeBron James, he was the league MVP. He was the finals MVP. He had a damn near perfect game six of the finals, down 3-2, and then a perfect game seven of the finals, 37-12, and the game-winning jump shot over Kawhi Leonard. And, oh yeah, by the way, during that year, they had a 27-game winning streak, and he was three votes away from winning Defensive Player of the Year. There is, find the Jordan season that matches that. You can't. People are like, oh, but Michael Jordan won MVP and Defensive Player of the Year in the same year. He did. In a year, he did not even make it to the finals, let alone win the championship. So when are we talking Jordan's peak? Are we talking 1 year? Then LeBron's peak was higher. Are we talking 2 years? Well, then it's going to be an argument. Because LeBron James in 12-13, when 1 year he damn near shot 60% from the field, won back-to-back league MVPs, back-to-back finals MVPs, beat two all-time teams in those NBA finals with seven Hall of Famers on those teams between them. I don't know. Seems pretty good. Now, does that match up to Jordan's two-year peak? They're at least equivalent. Jordan 92-93 with a couple league. Well, actually, that was only one league MVP. Now I think of it, because Barkley won it in 93. Jordan probably should have two finals MVPs. They're at least close. Three-year peak, that goes to Jordan. LeBron never won three MVPs in a row. Jordan did neither. But LeBron never won three titles in a row. Jordan did. Four-year peak? Now it tilts back to LeBron James. Well, wait, what do you mean, Nick? Well, 4 years. What 4 years are we talking about? Nick, you mean you're holding against Michael Jordan when he didn't play? Yes. Not holding against it. And this is where I say people are dishonest. People will then say that you are being dishonest if you count years in the order in which they happened on the calendar. They're like, oh, that is crazy. You're going to count 1994? It's like, well, it wasn't mythical. It existed. Well, that's ludicrous to do that. Four-year peak, though, maybe you could argue Jordan. Five-year peak, you can't. Find me Jordan's best 5 years, and you're going to likely go 89-93. You could go 94-98. But then you have to include the year Shaq and Penny beat him in round two, which, again, I know you're not allowed to talk about that year. That year didn't happen, but it really did. The games were on TV and everything. You could bet on them. You could watch them. I know there is a whole generation of people that have been tricked into believing It's this weird thing where it's like you can't mention those 2 years that Jordan didn't win the title in the middle of the six rings. But they can say he would have won eight in a row if he didn't quit. But one of those years, they're saying he would have won the title. He did play and lost to a team that didn't even go win the title. They got swept. But you find me a better five-year peak than LeBron James from 12 to 16. 2012, NBA champion, league MVP, finals MVP. 2013, 27-game winning streak, NBA or league MVP, finals MVP. 2014, shot 58% from the field in the finals, 49%, 50% from three, and the guy guarding him won finals MVP. The next year, 36, 13, and 9 in the NBA finals with Matthew Dellavedova as his second best player on his team, and the guy guarding him won finals MVP, and the next year, 3-1 comeback on a 73-win team. You find me a better five-year run. Find it. I'm excited to see it, but it doesn't exist. So what are we talking peak? So the point I am making there is the peak argument LeBron-Michael is at least one that can be debated. Define peak. If it's 1 year, it's LeBron. If it's 2 year, it's probably a tie. If it's 3 year, it's Jordan. If it's 4 year and you go by actual years on the calendar, it's clearly LeBron. If you go by years Michael Jordan would count, then it's Jordan. We go back and forth with it. If it's 10 years, it's clearly LeBron, but that's probably not peak, except for LeBron's peak really was 10 years because he won his first title in 2012 and his last title in 2020. So that's a decade stretch, but set that aside. So peak is an argument. Longevity is not. Extended excellence is not. The gap between LeBron James and Michael Jordan career points is greater than the gap between Michael Jordan and Reggie Miller career points. LeBron is going to finish probably, he's right now fourth. He's probably going to finish second, at least third in assists. Something Jordan's not in the top 30 on. Like the longevity piece of it, LeBron's going to finish with double the All-NBAs. So if one piece of the argument is an argument and the other is not, but then what you decide is those things don't count. And this is where the argument becomes frustrating for me. If someone were to say the 2011 finals is disqualifying for LeBron, I disagree with it, but I'll listen to it. But if I say the fact that Michael Jordan played 5 years of his career without Scottie Pippen, and all 5 years was below 500, should that be disqualifying? People just react like you spit at them. Like, oh, you're going to bring up the Wizards years? Well, I don't know, guys. Was he playing? Was he younger when he started with the Wizards than LeBron is right now? So I don't know. At one point, people would say, oh, you're going to bring up his first few years in the NBA? Well, I don't know. Because Michael, as a rookie, was the same age LeBron was when he was in the NBA Finals carrying Booby Gibson and the 07 Cavs to those finals at 22 years old. Oh, you're going to use 22-year-old Jordan, the fact that he wasn't above 500 against him? You use the fact that 22-year-old LeBron lost in the NBA Finals against him. He's not 4-6 without dragging that team there. I just want an honest discussion.